Junior doctors campaign anger at sacrifices, thrown back in our faces as we go to press. Nearly 90,000 people have signed an online petition supporting industrial action by the British Medical Association, which is balloting junior doctors over changes to their contracts. Lively local protests have taken place and the junior doctors formed an impressive block on the 4th of October anti-austerity demonstration in Manchester. Below is an edited version of a Facebook post from one doctor which went viral. I'm a 35-year-old surgeon in training. It is 10 years since I graduated with 2 degrees, after spending 6 years at university. I have never taken a day off sick. I worked every day as normal throughout 2 pregnancies without ever reducing hours, a minimum of 60 hours a week. Unfair. I returned to work full-time between my 2 children, to be allocated a hospital 2 hours drive from my house. I left my baby at 6 a.m. every day, and got home at 8 p.m., except once a week, when I did 24 hours on call. I attended training courses on maternity leave as it was easier than taking study leave from work, when rotas are so difficult to cover. I'm currently spending my 2nd maternity leave studying for compulsory self-funded £2,000 exams. This week I'm teaching on a course in Surrey training junior doctors unpaid, while staying with my parents, to save on childcare costs. I won't see my husband all week, because he is teaching on a similar course in Harrogate, also unpaid. Protest. Other maternity leave activities have so far included interviewing prospective medical students unpaid, and being an examiner for medical student finals unpaid. This is what the job involves, and we accept that. We are not complaining about the efforts we have made. We are not asking for a pay rise. I understand we are well paid, albeit much less than doctors in many other countries. We care about the NHS, and understand it is under-resourced, and we regularly provide unpaid service on the basis of goodwill alone. Tories. But for the government to tell us that what we are worth is a compulsory increase in hours alongside a 30-40% pay cut? To know that next year many of us will be working more hours in the same jobs, unable to see our families, yet unable to pay the mortgages on the family homes that we have carefully budgeted for. To know that the new contract will undo progress for women in medicine by penalizing me financially if I choose to have another child? Now, for the first time, I'm very, very angry. I am in work, Jeremy,